Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline, and this is the weekend of January 11th, 2019, our 24th year on the air. This Into Tomorrow special from the show floor in Las Vegas at the Consumer Electronics Show is brought to you in part by
IFA 2019, the digital trend show for consumer tech, home of the global retail scenery. It's IFA in Berlin. Visit ifa-berlin.com. And by Daikin, the world's number one HVAC manufacturer and air intelligence experts. Visit daikincomfort.com.
Our next guest provides some really cool blue light blocking glasses, among other cool things. You ever forget your glasses? Or like me, you need those reading glasses to read a menu in the restaurant or something, and where are they? Or like me, you break the ones you have, or mostly forget them. Well, our next guest is going to solve that problem for you. He's the CEO of Thin Optics. Joining us again into Tomorrow is David Wetzendorf. David, welcome back to the show. How are you, sir?
Hey, David. It's always great to see you. By my calculations, our 20-year anniversary right here, right now at CES.
We launch our 24th year. You and I have spoken here in Lost Wages, Nevada.
Every single year.
Exactly.
And through various companies. You have quite the entrepreneurial spirit. And
just a chronic, habitual addict.
A habitual entrepreneur. Not a problem. Well, and now you're doing Thin Optics. Tell me about the company, and then let's show our audience the products.
Well, you captured it well by going, where are my glasses? That's the problem that we solve. Basically, people that are over the age of 40 forget their glasses. They find themselves in a restaurant, dark menu, wine list, bill comes, they're shopping, and they get to see, is it the 24-ounce or the 16-ounce that I need? And they don't have their glasses. When they turn 40, they reach a point where they need magnification, and they think they're so smart because they'll put their multi-pack that they got from Amazon in their car, in their backpack, and in their telephone drawer.
Boy, do you know Chris and I or what? The multi-pack from Amazon, yeah. And we've already learned that's not the solution.
I don't believe it is. I hope this show next year when we're talking, you go, I never had to go to Amazon and get another pair of multi-packs again.
For those listening on the radio, intotomorrow.com, of course, is where you're going to see everything that we're talking about here in Las Vegas this week, including what David's about to show us.
Indeed. So our first product was a pair of reading glasses that go on the back of your phone, and they solve those emergency situations by virtue of being very thin, very small, very lightweight.
And they just sit on the bridge of your nose. There's no arms on them for those listening on the radio. I have to be descriptive, you know, theater of the mind. But you got to come check out the video, again, at intotomorrow.com. So that's the first thing you did.
Yes.
And that solved a lot of problems for a lot of people, just in and of itself. Very small package, easy to carry, and always have in your pocket.
We sold about 2 million pair of those. We were watching a TED speech, and the TED guy said, what are the things that you're not going to leave home without? Your keys, your wallet, and your phone. We are already on the phone. 2 million pairs later, we've already penetrated that market. We thought, well, what if we were to come out with a keychain? Sits on your keys and provides that disappearing convenience that fits in your pocket very conveniently. You never have to think about, am I bringing my reading glasses? Because they're always with you.
Very good. So now we've got the keychain thing. But wait, don't order yet. There's more.
So the third iteration was a credit card. So what if you could get it the size of an American Express or your Wells Fargo ATM. They pop right out, and it's the same glass. And so we have this sort of uniform ambivalence where the product can be in all the places that you would ordinarily bring. Phone, wallet, and keys. So last year...
And not to forget the ladies, perhaps a purse or something, but easily dealt with.
Or we also wanted to be thin enough for a clutch. So if they're going to go out clubbing or, you know, nice romantic night out on the town, you want to be able to just slimly slide it in and not have it add any sort of bulk to their whole evening.
And again, not to be outdone, you've got a solution on your phone? I mean, this is something because we never leave... It used to be... American Express, we don't leave home without it. Right now, it's your phone. You don't leave home without
it. Indeed. You have and your Amex on your phone now.
Of course. Absolutely. So you've taken it that step further to make sure we've always got our reading glasses with us as well.
Yes. That's our mantra, is always with you. So you'll see that this is an iPhone 10, has a case on the back, and voila, a pair of reading glasses. It's made out of aircraft aluminum, bulletproof glass. It's about 4 millimeters thick, so it's half of, maybe just a sack of a couple of dimes. And these are full frame. So
basically, it's something that is adhered to the back of your iPhone case, right?
Exactly. We are compatible with phones that are basically iPhone 10 or larger. So the movement that's afoot right now towards a larger footprint phone.
My Note 9.
Absolutely.
For those of us who aren't iPhone-ies.
Mm-hmm. Stick in the back of that. So I'll do this in slower motion. It pops out of the back. They're a traditional full-frame reading glass. And I love quoting one of our users who said, wow, with your first generation, I could look at the New York Times articles. Now I look at the entire edition on Sunday of the New York Times.
People read the paper anymore? Oh, sorry. I forgot. We're talking Into Tomorrow. But I get the whole concept here. Now, are these prescription glasses? Do we need a prescription? Is it the kind of thing that you can look in the various stores and try on different pairs? Oh, the plus twos work really well for me. And then you know what you need, and then you sell them whatever it is that they request at that point? How does that work?
Yeah, we sell reading glasses, and I use those in quotes. Reading glasses are intended to magnify that which is in front of you. To be clear, it's not a prescription, so we're not in that business at all. If you're going to be in the prescription market, you're going to go to your optometrist, you're going to get a proper diagnosis, and they'll outfit you with the right astigmatisms and whatnot. This is intended to be more for the mass market, and it's intended to be just the convenience of, I already know that I need a plus two, And I'm going to just go buy thin optic set at plus two.
And are all these available now on the market? And can you give us the price range from and to?
Everything is available on the market. I will tell you about why we're here at CES in just a moment. But everything that I'll show you here, the first generation is $19.99, available at thinoptics.com, Amazon, all sorts of retailers around the world. The keychain, $24.99, also available at the aforementioned. What we call flashcard is $29.99. And then the newest, which we call our front page collection, is $49.99.
And that's the one that attaches to the back of a larger smartphone, right?
Correct. Okay. Exactly.
So now, what brings you to CES this year?
What is my purpose in life this year? There's a phenomenon that we're being saturated with all sorts of blue light from LEDs, your computer screen, your phone screen, your tablet screen, etc.
Way too much, especially at night.
Exactly. So what it amounts to is insomnia and macular degeneration. And so if you have a yellow hue that filters out the blue light, you lower it by about 40 to 45%. And in the PM hours, when you'd ordinarily be producing melatonin, you can actually follow the caveman, the Cro-Magnon that we are, and follow a normal circadian rhythm. So if you're intended to fall asleep at 10:30, you should fall asleep at 10:30. You shouldn't deviate from that too much. If you generate too much computer screen time, it might be 11:15, it might be 12:15. That's not good for your decision-making and your macular degeneration over the course of time. You're not going to be able to see when you get to be our age.
Our age, thanks. But you're right. And, of course, the key there is that you've got to take care of your eyes, obviously, but those of us that are thinking, why am I having so much trouble going to sleep often? What did I eat, or what did I do, or what did I drink? Maybe it's just the screen time, and you've got to filter out that blue light.
Mm-hmm. The problem could be closer to hand than your drinking habits or whatever.
And are they available, and for how much, or when will they be?
We're going to launch these in about 6 weeks, and they'll be the same price. So they'll be the same $49.99. they'll fit in the same exact case that this does, have the same exact phone compatibility that this does. The difference is that reader users tend to be over the age of 40, but people who need these glasses could be a sixth grader who's just getting his first iPhone or his first Galaxy phone, and his mom wants to intervene and say, I don't want this child to have lifelong problems. So lots of mothers and fathers are buying these types of glasses for their children in the interest of preventative types of approaches to their health and well-being.
Gotcha. Love it. ThinOptics.com for more. David, always a delight to chat with us. Thanks for joining us.
Dave, take care.
And you too. Back with more from Vegas as we bring you further into tomorrow. We'll, of course, link you to ThinOptics.com and all of our guests. Be sure and check out all the videos as well at IntoTomorrow.com.
What if people with type 1 diabetes had the power to manage their condition without finger sticks? To always know their glucose levels and where they're heading with just a glance at their smart device? To customize alerts and alarms to help keep them in range? All this knowledge powered by a small wearable. Introducing the Dexcom G6. Make knowledge your superpower. For a list of compatible smart devices, visit dexcom.com/compatibility. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G6 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions.
Broadcasting the launch of our 24th year, bringing you Into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline in Las Vegas this week.
This portion of our Vegas special is brought to you by Maven PT by CargoSense. Your pet as a traveling social media star. Visit maventracker.com. And by OWC Digital, your source for connecting your laptop to the world. Special Into Tomorrow products and pricing at owc.com/into. That's owc.com/into.
As we set our New Year resolutions, don't forget to exercise your digital storage devices with part one. Here's Ken Higgins with OWC.
Thanks, Dave. Do digital storage devices such as hard disk drives or solid-state drives need exercise? Let's first talk about hard disk drives. Even with proper long-term storage conditions, mechanical failure such as motor or spindle failure can happen. It is best to occasionally power up the drive to ensure the motor and other moving parts are working. If you're using a hard disk drive as a primary backup device, keep in mind magnetic field deterioration can happen at a rate of about 1% a year. It is best to set up an annual plan to rewrite the data by cloning the drive to another drive and then cloning it back. Or if there is space available, create a new disk image on the drive. Doing this at least once per year will help keep your drive and data secure. And now, back to you, Dave.
Have you ever gone into, say, Home Depot and needed to find a replacement part for something? Well, our next guest does that with 3D identification. This is certainly Into Tomorrow, already in use in some places, but the more they perfect it, the more this becomes critical to things that we all need. The president of a company called SKUBOT is Keith Meaney. Keith, welcome Into Tomorrow. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Just taking it all in.
Yes, indeed. It's the place to be, and it's our 24th year broadcasting from this huge consumer electronics show, and there's always fun things that we're running across, such as your device. Tell me about SKUBOT.
Yeah, well, you know, SKUBOT is it's built to solve a problem that nearly everyone has encountered. And, you know, you always say, what's a good business? A good business is solving a big problem.
Yeah,
and
not creating a product to solve a problem that doesn't exist,
exactly.
Which many people do, and they think, well, there's the business plan. Well, how successful is that for you? In your case, it's like, how many of us would need anything? Just imagine anything. There's a part. I got to have that. I don't even know what it is. I don't know who makes it. I don't know what it's called.
Absolutely.
But I got to have one of these, whatever that is.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's remarkable the amount of hardware repair parts that do not have a barcode or do not have any identifier on them. And you know, when you walk into these big box stores, they're geared for high volume products. You know, they're not geared for deep into, you know, say plumbing or deep into electrical. And
you might luck out if you show it to someone in a department that it likes. It looks like it might come from and says, oh, yeah, this is a who's-he, what's-it thing. And if we got them over here in bin 6. Wonderful.
But that doesn't happen nearly enough.
No, it doesn't. You know, it really is an issue where it serves, I like to look at it as solving three big problems. It doesn't just help the consumer. We look at the retailers and the wholesalers that we're working with, and they understand that they have a problem here. They recognize it, and it's hard for them because you can't, you know, these 30-plus year professionals, who, for example, in like the plumbing industry, who can ID this stuff by sight, they're dying off. And every category in different product lines and these repair parts and repair for electrical, repair for HVAC, that expertise is slowly dwindling. And, really what we've set out to do is try to create a mechanism to give the big wholesalers and retailers the product knowledge in all of these categories to reach deep into the obscure parts of those lines and acquire those sales that they weren't traditionally getting. And, you know, like I said, it's the consumer, but it's the associates as well, you know. So that's
an important point, because I was tending to think of just as a consumer, you know, and take care of me, help me.
Yeah.
But it most certainly helps the business as well. They're going to make the sale they might have otherwise lost.
Oh, absolutely.
And even if it's just for some obscure part, the fact is you've taken care of the customer. Everybody's happy. It's a win-win.
Absolutely.
So thus enter SKUBOT.
Yes.
So let's say there's this odd part, and imagine a monitor on a little, like, sort of a tablet area here with a lit-up area, and you simply place, correct me if I'm wrong, you're placing the item on its base.
Yep.
And it's taking a 3D picture?
Yeah, so basically what happens is we've set up a touchscreen monitor that's attached to a little tower, and there's some proprietary sensors that have been co-developed by Hewlett-Packard and my recent partner, Hewlett-Packard, and SKUBOT.
Built into this platform.
Yes, built into this platform. This is co-developed, and there's some proprietary sensors and software that is in the system, and essentially what you do is you lay it down, and the sensors go to work, and it basically builds a digital representation, shoots the digital representation to the cloud, and searches against the database where we have previously built, housed all of these parts and
so
store them.
That had to have been a heck of a job, though, and I'm sure it's an ongoing process of taking pictures, the 3D pictures, of every kind of part for anything on the planet that you can imagine?
So, in our early systems that are in pilot in Ferguson Enterprises, we've been able to really experiment with the different sensors that we wanted to use and how we would train the databases so you can, make a part identifiable.
Yeah.
The early stages, it was tedious. It was very tedious. But most recently, with advancements with our team and as well as with HP's team, we've really been able to evolve the training data and how we build the system out and how we add new inventory to it. And it will not be nearly as difficult as you would expect. So that's part of the business plan. We are aiming to be able to build information into these systems and add inventory as quickly as possible and touch, electrical, HVAC, and really start to affect
home appliances in general.
Oh,
it seems
yeah.
to me. I mean, it would be endless.
Yeah.
Vehicle and repairs.
Oh, yeah,
and parts. And
oh,
my God.
Absolutely. You know, the core. It's interesting. The core concept behind this endeavor that we're setting out on is we see this as the beginning of doing away with barcoding.
Wow.
That's an HP is thinking in that same realm. Our goal is for this sensor to be at every retail point of sale system, at every counter, in every hardware store. There's one other thing that we really wanted to touch on, Steve Smith over at HP has been really instrumental in our work process with this. And, it's not just about touching the consumer and the retail stores and the wholesalers. We look at the supply chain and we see a tremendous burden for them. And, when the manufacturer releases, let's say, a box of screws or a stem or cartridge, that item is very, very, very hard to tag. And if they do tag it, what happens if it falls off, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so,
it becomes a whole other part or an issue on its own.
Oh, yeah. And, the bottom line is that every time the item has to get touched, it costs money
yeah.
in the supply chain. And
yeah.
And the goal is in barcoding is it's an archaic, archaic method for inventory management, and it's the way we look at it is we aim to push the technology to really evolve it and make it so that the supply chain doesn't have to worry if a barcode falls off and they don't have to touch it an extra time. And then and the retailer, when you go to the counter and you say, hey, I need this, they don't have to announce price check on aisle three. You
that's
know?
True. They just skew bought it.
Yeah, they just scan it. And,
I love it.
Yeah, that's our target. So we're on our way.
So for do-it-yourselfers and everyone else on the planet, you want to check out SKUBOT.com for more, SKUBOT.com. Keith, you're a delight to chat with. This is cool product, and it's the kind of into tomorrow stuff we like talking about because the solutions are definitely win-win-win all the way up and down. So
yeah.
I love it.
I appreciate the time, and it's a delight talking to you.
It's our pleasure. Say hi to Cheryl for us from your public relations group. She's good.
I certainly will.
All right. Again, SKUBOT.com. We'll get you there, too. Visit us at intotomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline. We're back with more from Lost Wages Nevada, our 24th year at this huge CES after this.
The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What's next? Rising inflation, drops in the dollar's value, some experts say another crash is coming. What will be left of your investments for your children and grandchildren? We know you can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins in an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. During periods of great volatility, precious metals regularly outperform stocks because they're a true wealth asset that have real value. During the three-year recovery period after the crash of 08, the Dow only went up 3.5%, while gold more than doubled in price. Call 855-662-6533 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation and build a true legacy for your family. Regain control of your financial destiny and call Augusta Precious Metals at 855-662-6533. That's 855-662-6533. As in any investment, the price of gold and silver may fluctuate over time and you could lose money. Check with financial and legal advisors.
It's the annual Consumer Tech Show in Vegas. I'm Dave Graveline, and this is Into Tomorrow.
This CES special is brought to you by IFA Next 2019. Change the way we think, live, and drive. It's IFA's Shift Automotive, the future mobility convention in Berlin, ifa-berlin.com. And by SKUBOT, introducing 3D scanning that identifies maintenance repair parts in seconds. Visit skubot.com.
As we continue our 24th year at CES, thanks for joining us on the program. Into Tomorrow continues. We've talked about our next guest's products a lot, like especially throughout our entire cool Into Tomorrow hot summer giveaway, because we gave away several of his cool products. We're talking about the DVR for cord cutters, and we encourage you all the time on the show to cut that cord, and he's got the perfect solution for it. The CEO of a company called Nuvio About Tableau is with us right now. As a matter of fact, Grant Hall. Grant, welcome Into Tomorrow. How are you, sir?
I'm absolutely great. Great to be here.
And thank you for joining us for a few minutes here. You have been helping a lot of people cut that cord and be able to get some over-the-air TV, for example, with DVR, which up to now has not been so easy to do.
No, it hasn't been. And that's, I think, one thing we really pride ourselves on is trying to make the whole process easy, right? So, you know, easy to set up, easy to install, and easy to use so that, you know, everybody enjoys the experience.
And apparently the dual tuner, of which we gave several away, I'm guessing cleverly enough, as a talk show host, I'm clever, two tuners. Now I'm seeing a quad Tableau. Yeah. I'm going to take that plunge and guess four tuners. And this is because of popular demand where people are saying, Tableau's making it so easy for me to record my favorite shows. I have more favorite shows on at the same time, different channels.
Absolutely. It just gives you a little more flexibility. You can record more shows at the same time. So if three or four of your favorite shows are on the same time slot, now you can record them. You don't worry about missing them or have to find them somewhere else. You know, just much more convenience, a little more flexibility for the end user.
Tell us about it.
So, the Tableau is basically a digital video recorder but for free over the air HDTV. I think you probably made your viewers aware that every TV station in the U.S. and in Canada as well broadcasts in high def now, gorgeous quality, better than cable and satellite typically because it's less compressed, and really more importantly for free. So what we do is we pick up those signals, you put a little antenna in your window, we receive all those, you know, free TV stations, we record them, and then rather than playing them back directly by attaching your TV, we actually play them on the devices you're using for Netflix or your smart TV or your tablet or smartphone, and we stream the video over your home network. So one Tablo DVR device can actually handle all the TVs and all the devices in your home and all at the same time. So it's a whole home DVR in addition to being a DVR for cord cutters. So the big advantage is over, well, I can attach the antenna to my TV. That's great. What Tablo gives you is the ability to time shift shows, watch them later. It gives you the ability to skip over commercials that you may not be interested in. And a feature we're just launching at the show today is we'll actually find the commercials automatically and skip them automatically. So this new option.
I'm loving that because I'm stuck with Comcast cable in our community, for example. And while they have this little thing they're calling Smart Resume, it doesn't work half the time except for NBC channels because they own NBC, right? Funny how that works, right? Yeah. So everything else, it's a hit and miss, you know. And then you're trying to jump ahead, and they just miss segments of programs. I bet you have a lot more attention to detail than that.
Well, we're just about to launch this in a beta into Q1 of this year, so we're still refining it. It's not absolutely perfect. I don't want to make that claim, but it's very good, and it's based on machine learning, AI, machine intelligence. So it gets better all the time, and it adopts and learns. But it's just really convenience. And another thing that we do that some of our competitors don't is we never actually eliminate the video. We just skip over it. So if you want to go back and watch it, you just rewind, and then you can watch that programming or that commercial.
And with four tuners, then it is more tuners, more freedom, right? You have the ability to record multiple programs, up to four at a time, that are on at the same time, right?
Absolutely. So, you know, you're never in danger if they're having to choose, do I want to watch this show or this show? You know, you can have them all. You know, four tuners gives you that flexibility.
And the fact that you can watch your Tablo recorded shows on any of your devices is also very handy, because while the kids are probably going to watch on their smartphone or tablet, mom and dad might be watching on the TV, and it all integrates and plays nicely, right?
Absolutely. And the other thing we do is we allow you to watch that over the internet. So I'm traveling here in Vegas, I can watch my local news, you know, at the hotel at night, and I can watch it live or I can watch a recording. So it's not just at home, you get that flexibility wherever you are.
Love it. Well, we appreciate you spending a few minutes with us. I know you're busy here at the show in Vegas, rightly so, because you're getting some good attention, but you want to do a quick view for our camera as to the connections and tell us how easy it is to use a Tablo.
Yeah, basically you just plug in an antenna. And our device connects into your home network either with Ethernet or Wi-Fi. But Wi-Fi is very convenient. If the best place for the antenna, maybe in your upstairs bedroom window, you attach the antenna, you attach the power, and then you just tuck this under the couch. It can have a built-in hard drive, so there's nothing else to add, and you're set. You download the app on your TV or your smartphone or your tablet, and you're off to the races.
And I'm guessing an easy-to-use remote, one would expect.
It's the same remote you have for your Roku or your Apple TV that you use for Netflix or anything else. And that's another big benefit. If you've got cable today, on most TVs, you're going to have to switch your HDMI port, you know, for your Netflix or your cable, and then you're going to have to pick up a different remote. With our solution, you're watching Netflix, you close Netflix, you open Tablo. Same remote, same HDMI port.
Excellent. Grant, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. Continued good luck. Keep making the cool products. We'll keep talking about them and giving them away.
My pleasure.
All right. Intotomorrow.com for the video, and you'll see Grant and his products and all the other cool things we're talking about here in Vegas this week. And, of course, TabloTV.com for more on what Grant and his team are up to. I'm Dave Graveline. We continue bringing you further Into Tomorrow right here on the Advanced Media Network.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now, with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 888-912-1332. 888-912-1332. 888-912-1332. Call right now. 888-912-1332.
From the desert of consumer tech in Las Vegas, this is the 24th year of Into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. Welcome back to the program.
This portion of the show brought to you by Maven PT by CargoSense. Monitor your pet when they travel. Visit maventracker.com. By CE Week 2019, the retail brand show in New York for professional buyers and consumer tech. Check out ceweekny.com. And by Dexcom, accurate glucose readings for people with diabetes. Visit Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Our next guest can hack the game, hack the code, and help you hack to learn, among other things. She's the CEO of a company called Hack. And it's Beta Antunes. Am I saying that right?
Yes, perfect.
How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for coming.
Oh, my pleasure. Tell me about Hack. I mean, that's an interesting company name that I'm surprised no one else grabbed up until now. Tell me about Hack. What is it that you do? And then let's get into some fun stuff.
Sure. Oh, so Hack is a full-stack computer that teaches kids how to code. And I know Hack can be perceived as a very, like, challenging name.
And a lot of people are listening or watching the video right now saying, wait a minute, you're going to teach my kids how to hack? That can't be a good thing, but it can be a good thing.
Exactly. Actually, like, kids have access to technology nowadays, right? Everybody, it's in on their hands. We wanted them to be empowered by it and know how it works. So the name Hack actually started in MIT, and it was... Yeah, and it was actually defined by people like who want to explore beyond. People that play with machines and do things that not regular users do because they want to know how it works. And this is exactly what we want to encourage kids. We wanted them to understand, beyond what is given to them.
So in terms of thinking about hackers that have always had kind of a black hat, you know, and they're mysterious and they're usually up to no good, not the case. What Hack does is teach kids how to really learn programming and coding and things like that, I'm guessing, right?
Exactly. Critical thinking. We wanted them to know what they're doing, to want to explore more and understand how things really work instead of just consuming it in a passive way.
Kind of like in our good old days of an Erector set or something where you take something apart and put it together again.
Exactly.
But in this case, it's computer.
Exactly. In this case, it's with code in a very safe environment that they can explore, break, and fix things.
And open source operating systems are really cool because now they can learn and do more even, right? And is that what you're encouraging?
Exactly. I think, like, first, like, we need to be able to show the real deal. They have to need to have access to the real code.
Yeah.
So Hack is about the real deal. We are a real computer, and they have access to the real code to make real changes and understand how it works. So the need of open source is to make it possible so they have access to the real thing.
Very cool. Now, you have a quick demo that you can do for us, right? And we'll, those listening on the radio, just remember you can visit intotomorrow.com and see the video of not only what Beta is showing us here, but of all of our guests here in Las Vegas this week at the Consumer Electronics Show, intotomorrow.com. But meantime, tell me a little bit about what you're going to show, and hopefully Chris can see your screen nicely on camera.
Sure. So this is like, you can see here, this is the full computer that kids can have access to the internet and to anything, like real documents, Word, PowerPoint, like they can play with different things. But the cool thing is, like, when we teach them, like, have access to code. So here is like a very simple app. That's our system, how a computer works, what we have in a computer. So we have memory, we have the kernel. And what we can do, you flip to hack, as we do in everything in a computer.
So let me describe for the radio audience. It looks kind of like a fun game initially as you brought up this program of looking inside the computer. And it's the kind of thing that I've seen my six-year-old grandson doing with a game. And he would probably get a kick out of this to actually learn what's going on in the computer.
Right? Yeah. Learning has to be fun. If you want to encourage kids to learn and get familiar with a new thing, it needs to be fun and challenging for them. So this is a very important part of our product. That it is fun. We do not want to sell veggies to kids. We want them like to be engaged with the product. And one very important thing about this product is that it evolves as your kids evolve. So as they learn more and they progress through the experience, they're going to have access to different kind of tasks and different kind of code, and they're going to learn and build their own path.
Now, can they learn on our computers or tablets or otherwise, or do they need to get, I'm seeing a hack laptop, do they need to get one of those?
Right now, hack is only coming in a laptop because we're controlling the full experience and that the idea that they can hack everything. We want to make sure it's a very safe environment that they can do everything they want and they are free to explore instead of doing it in their parents' computers and having the risk that they're breaking something. I'm sure a lot of like people that are listening right now, they have experience problems in their computers with their kids installing things they shouldn't, or like with virus or things, and that's exactly what we're trying to avoid here.
So we want to remind parents that this kind of hacking is a good thing for the kids to learn.
Exactly, and we want to encourage kids to do that instead of like putting restrictions because it's dangerous. It's like a safe place for them to explore.
Okay, so how much is a hack laptop, and what are the age ranges that you're gearing it for?
Okay, so Hack is right now available for pre-order in Amazon for $299.
$299, right?
Exactly, and it's going to be available for shipping in the third week of January. Yeah, and we are targeting kids 8+.
Betta, you're a delight to chat with, and I love your passion for what you're doing, and I'm sure helping a lot of kids learn a whole lot more about computing than just playing a game that might not benefit them in the long run except aggravate them. Now they're learning something, how the computer works, and therefore maybe they can write their own programs, do some code, do some fun stuff.
Exactly. We want to empower new generations to do what they want and build new future with technology.
Love it. Again, hack-computer.com. We'll link you there when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline. We continue bringing you further into tomorrow from right here in Las Vegas, our 24th year on the air on the Advanced Media Network.
Head ball coach Steve Spurrier here, and I know just how stressful it can be when time is tight and you need points on the board. Well, just like my fun and gun offense, AmeriFactors is a fast-moving game winner when it's fourth down and your business can't afford a funding fumble. Providing up to 98% of receivables in as little as 24 hours, your business can get the cash flow it needs to make payroll, hire new talent, or purchase equipment faster than ever. Best of all, funds come directly from your unpaid invoices, so there's absolutely nothing to pay back. And if your clients don't pay, AmeriFactors is your defensive line taking the hit. With over 29 years of successfully funding businesses, you know AmeriFactors is a name you can trust to score big and score fast.
800-478-6084. 800-478-6084. 800-478-6084. That's 800-478-6084.
Launching our 24th year on the air, bringing you the latest in consumer tech. From Las Vegas this week, I'm Dave Graveline. This is Into Tomorrow.
And it's brought to you in part by LaunchBoom, bringing the world's most innovative crowdfunding projects to market. Visit LaunchBoom.com. And by IFA's CE China 2019, connecting global leading brands in consumer tech with Chinese retailers, media, and consumers first. In China, September 19th to 21st, CEChina-IFA.com.
Okay, so I'm hungry, and it's not always convenient to cook. So how about a fusion solar electric oven? Yeah, how about that? Well, our next guest is with GoSun. He is, in fact, the sales and operations manager for GoSun. His name is Peter Harton. Peter, welcome into Tomorrow. How you doing?
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate that. Thanks for having us here. We're excited to show everyone what we have here on display, the GoSun Fusion.
All right. Now, tell me what it is. I know I said it's a solar-powered oven, but I think I'm not doing it enough justice because, obviously, you can do some pretty cool things with this.
Oh, yes. It's very versatile. It's the first of its kind. It's a solar hybrid. So not only can it work with the sun, inside of this evacuated tube, you can bake, you can fry, you can steam, bake breads, cook meats, even vegetables and whole grains. But you can actually switch over to electric and use it when the sun goes down. So the solar oven that cooks even without the sun. That's pretty unique.
Yeah, very. Is it actually storing the energy, or are you at that point, if you have a plug available, you actually can plug it in and use it?
Correct. With the accessories available, we actually have a solar panel that'll charge the power bank. The power bank provides minimal power to it, 150 watts. So almost the same that you use in a light bulb in your living room, you're actually cooking with inside of the tube.
And it's enough wattage, I guess, to do the job and actually heat things up. Because of the fusion efforts here, right?
Exactly. The insulation of the tube is so great that you can be at 500 degrees on the inside, but the outside of the tube always stays cool to the touch.
So what's your target audience? Is it Boy Scouts? Is it those who like to go out and camp? Is it all of the above, any of the above, or just somebody that, instead of a barbecue, wants to bring this to the backyard?
So that's a great question. We actually have people that use it in RVs, in sailing communities, overlanding, also camping, anyone that enjoys getting outdoors and cooking with something that doesn't use any fuel. So energy, untethered lifestyles.
So those not yet seeing the video at intotomorrow.com, how would you describe it? It's your product. I'll let you, for the Theater of the Mind radio audience, not yet seeing the video, how would you describe what it looks like? And which I think is very cool.
Yes, it's definitely a cool device that, you know, seeing it for the first time, you might not know what it is, but it's a cylinder that you're cooking inside of. So if you imagine almost the power of your Yeti thermos that insulates all the heat, except a lot larger, almost like a Jetson oven from the Jetsons.
I love it. And we refer to that for a lot of years on Into Tomorrow. Are we living that Jetsons lifestyle? Well, your Fusion solar oven is a good example of that.
We're getting closer every day.
And in fact, until we were able to pull out the cylinder and show that there's actually vegetables at the end of the cylinder, that's where they're cooking, right? Are they, in essence, baking inside the cylinder?
Yes, correct. The heat is actually trapped inside the cylinder. It's actually providing heat from all 360 degrees, so it's a very even cooking. It's a moist, high-moisture environment, so it's kind of like an oven and a crock pot combined, but that'll keep your breads very fresh, your meats tender and juicy, and vegetables that are just so amazingly delicious.
Almost like a super steam-heated sort of thing, I guess I'm also saying. I love that concept of the 360-degree cooking, because you can't get that otherwise, not even in a home oven, because there's always going to be more heat either the top or the bottom of it, depending on what settings, or even a barbecue, same thing. It's more heat coming from the bottom. This is essentially covering you with whatever you put in. What are you likely to cook in here? Anything?
So really anything. We've seen people do anything from shrimp to steaks to pies even. I mean, the types of recipes that people make are amazing. There's something called the GoSun Community Kitchen. People share recipes, and I'm telling you, the recipes that people come up with are blowing me away. Pineapple upside down cakes, Christmas cakes, all the way to Cornish hens that have amazing glazes on them as well.
Boy, can it give a whole new meaning to shrimp on the Barbie, I guess, but now it's shrimp in the fusion.
Shrimp in the fusion, that's right.
And what is it going to cost? And we're talking April this year, right?
April of this year, the fusion's delivered at $449 retail price.
Okay. $449, so that there's no confusion. Give me 10 for $5 a piece.
No, exactly.
It doesn't work that way. GoSun.co. We'll link you there, too, when you hit us up at intotomorrow.com. Thanks so much for spending a few minutes with us. Continued good luck here in Vegas at the show.
All right. I appreciate it, Dave. You as well. Enjoy the show.
Well, thank you, sir. We're back from Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm Dave Graveline. Our 24th year on the air here as Into Tomorrow continues right here, you guessed it, on the Advanced Media Network.